Then what would you say is the reason that almost everyone feels that they can create little things, but they feel like they can't create the larger things?
It is because they are not understanding the law, and they are hinging what can be based upon what has been. But when you understand the laws, then you understand that it is not more difficult to create a castle than it is a button. They are equal. It is not more difficult to create $10 million than $100,000. It is the same application of the same law to two different intentions.
What do you see happens when a person is wanting to test these laws or principles to prove them to someone else? To say, let me show you what I can do with this. Does that have any bearing on the effectiveness of it?
Others can be discouraging, for as they are not believing, they may influence you to some doubt. There is not a need to prove anything to anyone with words. Let that which you are, let that which you are living be your clear example to uplift others.
Why do you feel that so many of us in physical form have this need to justify any good that comes to us?
Physical man has long been programmed, we will use your word, to believe in his unworthiness. There is a very powerful thought here in your physical dimension that says you are not worthy, but you are here to prove yourselves worthy. And we say to you, you are not here to prove yourselves worthy. You are here by the power of your ability to create. It was by the power of your wanting and by the power of your allowing, indeed, by your application of the very laws that we are discussing here, that you have emerged into this place. And your physical existence here is proof of your worthiness or deservedness to be or do or have whatever is here, you see. You have come forth as creators, not as regurgitators. When you are in the mode of justifying, you are usually in a negative mode, for you are not focused upon what you are wanting. You are trying to convince others that it is all right, and you need not. It is all right.
So many of the people that I've seen have had tremendous results in their lives. Joyous things happen, materially and relationships and health-wise. Don't seem to put out that much energy to get them, seem to put out less than a lot of the other folks. So where does the physical work or action, as we call it, part fit into your recipe for creating what we want?